With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tehran and Washington continue to battle in, right now, a war of words. Iran's president rejecting direct negotiations with the U.S. in response to a letter from President Trump over its rapidly advancing nuclear program. State Department says Mr. Trump has made it clear the United States cannot allow Iran to acquire nuclear weapons. In Myanmar, at least 1,700 people are dead, 3,500 injured, hundreds still missing, adding to the problem for members of search and rescue teams following the earthquakes. Extremely hot weather moving into the area, highs 104 to 108 degrees. While they continue looking for victims. Thousands of people have no power in Wisconsin and parts of Michigan. That after freezing rain, bringing down trees and power lines, churches, schools, and other venues have turned into warming centers. Also, at SRNNews.com, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins blasting the Biden administration for causing significant hardships to American farmers.
When we left in the first Trump administration, we had a surplus on our agriculture exports, meaning our farmers were not just, you know, making money here in the U.S., but the export piece was a really important part of it, selling our incredible goods across the world. When we took back over just a few months ago, after 4 years of Joe Biden, that surplus had not only turned into a deficit, it had turned into a $49 billion deficit.
Investigators still on the scene of that situation in a Minneapolis suburb where a plane crashed into a house, killing one person on board. In the house, people were able to get out, but the house was destroyed. This is SRN News. The Trump administration taking steps to freeze federal family planning grants, including money to Planned Parenthood.
Tens of millions of dollars could soon be halted in a Trump administration move aimed at defunding the nation's top abortion provider. The Wall Street Journal reported that the money for the groups, which include Planned Parenthood affiliates, would be held while the administration reviews whether any of the funds were used in diversity efforts. Pro-life activists welcomed the news of the funding freeze. George Williams, SRN News.
A rare Chinese Bible donated to a shop in England has sold at auction for more than $72,000. Historical text dating back to 1815 is thought to be the first complete translation of the scripture into Chinese. The Christian Post reports the Bible was discovered by volunteers at a bookshop and translated by Protestant missionaries. This is SRN News. AI technology comes to wilderness safety. Rich Thomason explains.
A German company specializing in early wildfire detection has developed a new AI-based drone it says will help to speed up the detection, location, and monitoring of fires. The Silvergaard drone debuted outside of Berlin the other day as wildfires becoming more common around the world. The drone will deliver infrared video and works in combination with a second fire detection system the company developed earlier. It's already in use in several countries.
Norfolk Southern says it wants two other companies to help pay the $600 million class action settlement it agreed to over its 2023 train derailment near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. Toxic chemicals that were released and burned. Railroad filed that motion that is set to go to trial starting Monday. More details at SRNNews.com.